Blog Talk Radio.
God damn, what is wrong with these wrestlers today? These
these, I'm not talking about all wrestlers. I'm talking about, like Quan brought up, most of the indie wrestlers. They're on the wrong side of the barricade. What does Snake say?
I don't know, because I haven't talked to him about that.
No, he just commented.
Huh?
No, he just commented.
What did he say?
No, not on the post.
What?
Anyway, tell the people who you, not on the post, he was just commenting on what I said when I said the smart list is about to start. That shit.
Oh.
Anyway,
well,
tell him who you are.
What do you think about that?
No, I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to drag him into it.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead and tell him who you are. I need a fucking drink.
Oh, yeah. I'm Rainy, as y'all know. But I'm going to introduce myself anyways. No nickname this week because I'm not really... Yeah. Anyways, let's see. Did you watch NXT?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Now, if there's anybody that wants to call in and talk about this issue, you can go right ahead. But I must warn you, if you are a dumbass, do not call me. I'm warning you right now. Not only will I hang up in your face, but I will insult the shit out of you and then hang up in your face. Got it? Get it?
I like how you censored yourself my status earlier today.
What did I do?
You censored yourself. You could have said all other things, but you was a good boy, and you censored yourself.
Let me see what I said. Yeah, okay. And I'm really not in the mood to deal with any more brain dead marks about this shit. So if anybody doesn't want their feelings hurt, shut your stupid mouth. Let the lemmings go jump off a cliff. Please.
I don't know where I got that from, but...
He can drink bleach, I'm serious. Let's listen to what Robert Ezekiel has to say. And if you guys don't know who Robert Ezekiel is, he works for OSPW as far as wrestling in Western New York, and he is a commentator for the promotion. And he says, any excuse they can find to claim that the Attitude Era is better, blood, boobs, cursing, just proves they aren't actual fans of wrestling. Not just actual wrestling, but the art form and the psychology of it. I forget exactly what Fandango said, but it was pretty much along the lines that it was easier to get a reaction with stuff in the Attitude Era, and it was more rewarding, and it's more rewarding to get a reaction nowadays. Am I wrong?
You know, people need to hang it up. I mean, people need to hang it up. It's not going to go back to, you know, the whole Attitude Era.
Do I have to dumb it down for all of you? The Attitude Era is done. It's finished. Let it go. Put your sign down, moron. Sorry, I'm watching Extreme Rules 2011.
What does the sign say?
Let's see what the sign. Let me rewind it back because it's at the first match.
What?
I only said that because he looked like he was blocking somebody behind him. It says, "No man stands after a punch to the skull." That's Randy Orton.
Oh.
And Frank is standing next to John, who is a good friend of mine. And he will be down here this September for Monday Night Raw, the night after Night of Champions in Nashville. So we will hang out, and we will get drinks, and we will drink the night away, and we will then get some more alcohol, and he'll probably be the one to get drunk, but I'll probably be on the floor dancing and talking to the winner. Okay, maybe not. I'm not talking to any winner.
What's the dumbest sign that you saw whenever you was at a wrestling event?
The dumbest sign that I've ever seen. There's a lot of them. I can start with this
telling
one. Keep calm and follow the buzzards. Because I see that in the crowd at FedEx Forum this past March while Bray Wyatt is talking, and I happen to see the fan at the barricade with the, holding the sign up, and I scream, "No, I won't keep calm."
Oh, yeah, you tell me about
that. Makes it, yeah. And that makes everybody in my section laugh, and I think somebody else around, a lot of people around the floor heard me, and they thought it was pretty random. I think John Cena even thought it was funny because he had a bit of, cause he had a bit of a smirk on his face. Keep calm and follow the buzzers. No, I won't keep calm. Now, where the hell is my music? Artrell, brother, where is my music? You're killing me.
You still don't have
music? No, I do not.
Wait.
All I have is Cody Rhodes, Whistle, and Rockstar. I need more. I need TKO. I need Push a Love Girl. I need Eminem. I need Won't Back Down. Where the fuck is it? What happened to all the music? Are you listening to our show? What happened to it? What is it? You're making me look bad, Blog Talk. Anyway, like I was saying, if there's anybody out there who wants to call into the show and state an opinion, you can. And I will be here watching Randy Orton kick CM Punk's ass. No, I'm not masturbating to him, Randy.
I didn't say you were.
Sure, anyway.
Did you start the show off by saying happy birthday to Daniel Bryan?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Happy birthday, man. I hope you're recovering nicely from your neck surgery. Have a good one. Have a blessed one. Keep your head up. And hope to see you back real soon. And as far as all the rest of the wrestlers are concerned, if you are listening over in Europe, and I just want to give a shout-out to Tyson Kidd, who I talked to last night. He says that him and the wrestlers are doing just fine. They're safe, which I'm glad they are. And I hope you guys get home soon. Safe and sound. Enjoy the rest of the European tour. And Europe,
that's good.
Please behave.
Who?
I mean, I enjoyed the London crowd on Monday, but then there was still some times where I actually wanted to take this bottle of wine that I had in my hand and throw it at my fucking television because of the shit they were saying.
Oh, yeah. There was some moments.
Man,
totally yeah.
London, England. Yeah, there were moments where I just wanted to fucking kill them. I mean, like I said, I barely even tolerate the fucking fans that I talk to now. I have a very, very short fuse. I'm not putting up with any shit.
I know
now,
that.
Now, anybody want to try me? Anybody want to push my buttons? Anybody? Anybody? Nobody? Exactly. Shut your mouth and listen.
I remember
now,
whenever I did about, when was that, maybe 2 years ago, whenever I said that all heels, I mean, everyone should be heels or something. I used to be.
Trust me, if you're like Miss I Love Heels on Twitter, I would fucking rip your head off.
I'm not like that.
You
anymore.
You and I would not be talking, your number would not be in my phone, and you would not be on this show right now.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Oh, you'll be on this show right now, but you'll be on this show getting made fun of.
Yes.
Now, I have no idea what is going on in the wrestling world recently. I don't really keep up with anything on the websites. I don't read any news. I don't read any spoilers. I don't read any of that shit. So, if there's anybody that has something that they want, that they think I should talk about, then feel free to pitch it to me.
Oh, okay, I do. Did you hear
okay,
that, let's see, the Wyatt family, not Bray, but you know the other two. They won the tag team belt last night, but then Finley came out and said something and gave it back to the Usos or something like that. I read that somewhere on Facebook today. On like the spotlight.
That is actually true. That is actually true. It happened this past. It happened at a live event in Europe.
Yep.
And the IWC was sitting there jerking off, blowing all over their computers until Finley comes out. Aww. Gave it right back to the Usos. I'm sorry. It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, and also I mean, to say an early happy birthday to Lorraine if he's listening. I hope you have a good one tomorrow and keep your head up. And I know you're just a brother. You're still in our prayers and have a good day.
And I would also like to say that the tag team titles do not need any crabs. Yes, I just insulted the Wyatt family. Why? Because that's what you do. That's what I do. Do I like the Wyatt family? Of course I do. I'm actually making fun of you guys. I mean, apparently, since you guys are all following Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family, you apparently must want crabs in your beards, too, so shit. I mean, because for your information, John Cena is disease-free, and I'm sure he wants to keep it that way. Okay, with that being said, yeah, I told him to go fuck himself. I told him to go jump off a cliff. Punk ass. No.
So,
Artrell, are you listening?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead.
How you doing? Maybe you have some more of the current news that I can discuss. I only have 10 fucking minutes. We should definitely go to 1 hour. It'd be more fun. Oh! And I would also like to take this time to tell everybody that I am now official street member of the MEW street team down here in Memphis. This means I will be helping promote events, I will be selling tickets if possible, and I will be appearing at some shows. So if you are listening to this and you are in the Memphis area, come down to MEW Wrestling. That's Marvel Elite Wrestling. And see some great action. If you want to purchase tickets, they are $5 in advance, and they are $8 at the door. Actually, I think $10 at the door. And adults under the age of 4 get in for free. And kids under the age of 4 get in for free. Come down and see some great wrestling. If you are a fan of wrestling, if you love the art form, then please come and see us. If you, however, are the fans that I hate, you better stay away from that place as far as you can. Because not only will you have me up your ass, but you will have the wrestlers up your ass too. So, with that being said, come see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a show on June 6th, and we will be running a show on June 20th. It will feature Derek King versus Brian Christopher in a no holds barred, falls count anywhere, fans bring strap lumberjack match as the main event. So be sure to come out and see that. My good friend Tattoo will also be in action. And like I said, Brian Christopher will be there. And if you don't know who Brian Christopher is, that is the son of Jerry the King Lawler, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexay. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. And fast forward to this October for MEW Wrestling. Jerry the King Lawler is indeed scheduled to be down here to perform for the promotion in October. We will definitely be seeing him. We look forward to having him. I cannot wait to meet him and shake his hand, have a conversation with him, maybe have a beer with him. Okay, I don't drink beer, but maybe have a drink with him. And King, if you're listening, can't wait to see you, brother. Memphis loves you. You make your city proud. And maybe we can exchange information so we can keep contact. All right. And with that being said, we are going to go to a quick commercial. Actually, I am going to take a break. Rainey is not going to take a break. She's going to fill you in on all the current news since she's the one that reads all this shit. She's going to fill you in with...
I don't have any more current news. Well, yes, I do, kind of, but...
Well, okay, she's going to fill you in since she reads more of this shit than I do, and I'm going to go take a fucking bathroom break. I will be right back with a message from our sponsor.
Okay, so for the ones that watch NXT, I'm not sure if you know that Curt Hawkins is on there. He had a match tonight with the NXT champion, and it was a good match overall. He's really working the crap. He's really, you know, working and, you know, showing his strength and things like that. And overall, the NXT champion won. And then Tyson Kidd came out whenever it was over because I'm not too sure on this, so don't quote me on this, but I think he's up to face and now the current NXT champion for the belt, and he came out and said some words, and Tyson was told that the only one that's going to have gold around their waist is his wife, Natalya, which is up for the, she's going to be facing, I believe, Charlotte in the big NXT live special next Thursday night on the WWE Network. And so was told.
And we are back live with myself.
Did you guys
torture you enough? I mean, I know you had to sit through about a minute of Rainey, and I know it's horrible, but I'm back to save the day. So.
Yes, it is, but I think they love me. Anyways, did you hear me?
Yes, I already heard you.
Natalya.
And if you guys didn't know.
Go ahead.
For those of you who do not know, yes, I will say yes, NXT will be indeed having another special next Thursday night in its NXT TakeOver, I believe. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It is NXT TakeOver, and it will be live exclusively on the WWE Network. So that means for those of you who do not have the WWE Network, you will not be able to view this spectacle. And I'm sorry, but if you do want to view this spectacle, you are going to have to get off your fat ass and purchase the WWE Network. It is not going to hurt you to purchase the WWE Network. People are saying it's a waste of money because I don't feel, and some of you are saying, I find myself not watching the network a lot. Well, let me tell you something. I find myself not watching the network a lot, but it's good to have when I want to watch it. I bought it mostly for the special shows and pay-per-views. That's mainly what I got it for. All the extra stuff that we have is just a bigger blessing. So, with that being said,
did they tell you to watch it 24/7?
No, they did not tell you to watch it 24/7. It has a 24/7 stream, but it didn't say watch the fucking thing 24/7. You got to go to sleep, go to sleep. If you got to go to work, go to work. If you got to go to school, go to school. Don't get glued to your seat and then blame the WWE for it. And let's go through the schedule for tonight's WWE Network programming. Tonight's schedule, as of right now, WWE Legends House is on the air. Up next is WWE NXT. And then after that, you switch over to 12 o'clock a.m., WWE Superstars live from London, and then a replay of WWE Main Event, followed by Raw Flashback featuring the 1-2-3 Kid battling Nikolai Volkov. followed by another Raw flashback featuring Bam Bam Bigelow. And then after that will be ECW Hardcore TV and WCW Clash of the Champions. And then Raw Backstage Pass, of course, from this past Monday night. And then Raw flashback, another Raw flashback, and then WWE Rebellion 2000. And then Raw Backstage Pass, then the Best of SmackDown, then WWE Legends House, then WWE NXT again, then WWE Superstars, and Main Event, and the SmackDown pre-show, and then Legends of Wrestling, then Clash of Champions, and yeah, you fucking get the memo, don't you? Okay, yeah, good. Purchase the WWE Network, people. It is only $10 a month, and you will not be disappointed. And if you don't want to watch the WWE Network 24/7, which I don't watch the WWE Network 24/7, but I pay for it anyway because it's good to have when I want to watch it and when I need to watch it. Because trust me, the network is not big right now, but it will get big in the future because the WWE has so many plans and ideas for it, I'm sure. You just got to be patient with your stupid ass with your stupid asses. So, yeah. And in other news, the WWE did lose some money in the stock. I think close to $1 million, wasn't it? And as usual, people are blaming it on the fact that the Attitude Era is not going to come back, and they are saying that the Attitude Era needs to return. I'm sorry, sweetie, but I'm sorry, but the Attitude Era is not the problem. This happens to any business. It just seems like whenever something like this happens, the first thing you idiotic marks are looking to blame is the fact that the Attitude Era is no longer with us. And it's shit like that is the reason why I fucking hate
you guys. I'm surprised they didn't bring up, because CM Punk's not there anymore. I'm surprised they didn't bring that up.
CM Punk is minding his own business, living his life in Chicago, Illinois, and not thinking about your stupid asses, okay? So you can let that shit go now. Because if my math is correct, he hates you guys too. So, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Actually, no, I'm not, because I don't blame him. Now, let's go and see. Guess we're not going to have any callers tonight because we have exactly a minute and 44 seconds on the air left. So is there anything that you would like to talk about, Rennie, to kill this time?
No.
No.
I could say
no. Don't tell me I got 90 seconds. Don't tell me I have 90 seconds on my end. It's telling me I have 90 seconds on the air. Just leave it on the screen. Stop telling me. I sound like Tony Stark talking to Jarvis and Iron Man.
I haven't watched Iron Man, so I don't know who that is.
So you better watch it. Elvio Fernandez just followed. Oh, sorry. If you don't know who Elvio Fernandez is, Rainey, he is the keyboard player and the guitar player for Daughtry.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And
did you hear about who was the one that parted ways with Daughtry?
That parted ways with Daughtry?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Josh Paul?
There's somebody that did. I'm not sure who it was.
When did you hear about this?
I heard it, like, yesterday on Daughtry's page.
Well, I don't know yet. I'm just not finding out about it through you, but I'll check it out. Because I haven't heard anything from the guy.
Because
with that being said,
know
we have 10 seconds left on the air, and we will go a little bit overtime to finish this episode. But let's go ahead and get everything out the way so we can go ahead and finish up hell shit. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Dick?
Not much. Oh,
my
God.
For those of you who don't know, this is Artrell Jones, the owner of WFSO Radio, along with his lovely fiancée, Hazel.
Yeah,
and
she won't be
since he's
tonight.
On the air, I don't blame her. And with that being said, since he is on the air right now, I am going to go and grab myself a bite to eat. while him and Rainey discuss the current events of professional wrestling. I guess we are going over a little bit tonight. So in the meantime, I need a break. I'll be right back. Guys, the floor is yours.
All right. Let's just explain what happened earlier today. I don't forget about this chick, but she actually is an indie wrestler in St. Louis. And she made a comment just like, "Dear John Cena and Batista, please leave wrestling." And
yeah,
I'm like, really? Yeah, I'm just reading, like, did she have any reasons or any points to, okay, why she don't like them or anything like that? And there was half the people on there. Yeah, half the people on there disagree, and there's people that agree with her, but they wasn't, like, totally blown already about it.
There was one comment that she made, all I got out was, like, I'm a Santino or something. I don't know. She's trying to play like she's a wannabe Santino or something.
And right. And all I did is like, what you guys think of the status? And Chris said his piece, and Quan has said his, and I was just making a funny joke about Batista arrive, suck wind, and leave. And I put how I feel. Hey, IWC, you mad? But then I guess it all started. She just called me like a John Cena fan. Thing is, I'm a John Cena fan, but at least I'm a smart John Cena fan. And the reason I say I'm a smart one, because I'm not just going to be like first a fan of his since day one, then suddenly hate the guy, which some people are like. Yeah, I'm not a wishy-washy fan.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, I've been a fan of his. I mean, I'm still a fan of his because, you know, I was, like, cheering him on, like, you know, last Monday. And, yeah, there are some times that, you know, there's, like, okay, well, you know, sometimes I'm not might not agree with him, but that doesn't mean, you know, I hate the guy.
Right.
So.
This is crazy. I'm going to try to read in that part that you were talking about. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see.
I, like, found it, like, 3 minutes before the show started, so I was, like, trying to find out what was going on, but I didn't read the whole thing, so.
I know that it was the one guy where I was like, hey, you want a tag team partner? Let's see, then. Let's see, I'm almost there. Oh, she said, I got this. I'm a Santino.
Okay.
But, I don't know, like, I should look how old this chick is. Maybe, because I'm seeing people, like, the photos of this chick, and like I said, ain't nothing wrong with got people, but there's some of them that just like, just out there. Okay, it doesn't have her age or anything on there.
Is she new to Facebook, or is she like new to the business or something? Or
oh, yeah, she's a year younger than me.
Like, how long has she been in the business, or does it say?
Since 2009.
Then, you know, she should, you know,
Right, she should know everything about the business. And like Chris said, like, they got to learn the psychology of the business, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think she doesn't. And I just found it funny that she suddenly just blocked Chris and, like, me and Quan just, like, trying to explain to her, like, why sometimes your opinions don't matter to the WWE and stuff like that. And I also told her, it's like, everybody grew up watching WWE, regardless of what they think of it is right now. But back then, I had been watching WWE. And it's like, some people aspire and some people just aspire to, like, keep watching it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just crazy. So I guess she would be end up being called Smarks of the Week or something like that. Chris would probably would say something like that.
Yeah.
But
I'll come off my break for 1 minute to say that she indeed is worthy of Smarks of the Week. Mainly because she has been in the business since 2009 and does not understand the purpose of being a worker. That is fact. She thinks more like a mark than she does a wrestler. With that being said, I wish you guys.
Wait, what did she say? I couldn't even hear you.
What was that?
I couldn't even hear him.
I couldn't either. Was that Chris?
I know he was talking about the girl, but
I heard someone talking about it on the TV or something. I don't know.
I have no clue. Chris, you there?
Anybody there?
Yeah, we didn't hear what you said.
No.
You can't hear.
Sorry, fuck, I hit the wrong damn button.
Oops.
What?
Did you guys hear what I said?
No.
We couldn't.
Let me say this one last time. She's indeed worthy of the Smart of the Week award because, for one, she has been in the business since 2009 and does not understand the purpose of being a worker. She is not thinking like a wrestler. She is thinking like another dumb mark sitting on the side of the barricade, which is probably where she belongs. Which there is nothing wrong with being a fan. The problem is if you are in the business, if you just do this for a living, you gotta think outside the box.
Apparently now, she don't. Maybe the gear she wears, maybe she came up with that.
Well, apparently, she can't get over to save her life, so she's blaming John Cena.
Pretty much.
Yep. I said that.
If she's going to come back and, you know, say that, oh, she was joking, well, you know, she shouldn't go off on, you know, people.
Did she block me?
Well,
I'm sorry,
man.
It's like a nerve. Did I strike a nerve? I mean, what is it that I did wrong? I mean, I was just trying to help.
I was about to say, I struck more nerves of her than you did, and you, out of the three, got blocked. I thought that was kind of strange.
Well, I must be pretty damn good then.
Did she say something about a rapper or something?
Yeah, talk about she ain't like John Cena's gimmick, like when he was a rapper. I'm thinking his whole career he wasn't like that.
Yeah.
So she's stuck in the past.
I mean, yep. He hasn't been a rapper for like how many years now?
That's about
I was to say, he ain't done like no rap battle or anything like that for like a while.
Here we are in the year 2014, and she's still tripping about that.
Well, the 2014.
I mean, maybe he like brings it up, you know, maybe once in a while, you know, but
And like he's doing like the you know, like everyday basis or anything like that.
No.
He's a small time sucker like a knee high hoe. That type of stuff.
Oh man. But back to another thing. And I know you had a confrontation with Clinton today, and apparently he blocked you and tried to get the last word in. But let me try to read what he said.
You got to hear this shit.
This is what he said in the beginning. He said, "Believe me when I say this, Vince, you had no one to blame but yourself. You should have kept the TV-14 format." It's probably explaining that, okay, he lost the $350 million in 24 hours. God, I just think that's funny. Of course, I told him ratings had nothing to do with it. You told him to go jump off a cliff. And he told you to go kill yourself.
I don't need to go kill myself. You know why? If I kill myself, then I'm not.
I think
pathetic.
He unfriended me. Yeah, he unfriended me.
Good.
Yep. This is a funny thing. He also put, "The Raiden has played a part in this, trying to appeal to kids. This is wrestling, not Justice League or the Power Rangers. Wrestling is for teens and adults. PG has cheapened WWE and made," I think he was trying to say made, but he's got in mad at weak. "Do kids buy pay-per-views?"
So not only is he a fucking idiot, but his spelling is horrible. Hey, Clinton, are you listening, Sonny? Hey, kid. Hey, Clinton, are you listening, kid? How you doing? It's kind of funny how you pushed it out when I came on the show Monday.
Yeah, he really didn't say anything and suddenly just hung up.
Man, I'm sorry, dude. I thought you had balls, man. What happened to this whole internet tough guy act you were putting on? Man,
anyway,
I thought he had more balls than that.
But he said, "Do kids buy the pay-per-views and merchandise? No, adults and some teens buy. People like UFC and ROH now." And I put something like this: "No, it doesn't. If that was the case, they'd be losing money already. And wrestling is for everybody, kids and adults alike. You should know by now by going to independent shows. ROH is TVPG. Are you going to get on them about it?"
The WWE's and professional wrestling's core demographic is little kids because they are the easiest to market to.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main reasons the WWE does not care about stupid adults, not that they don't, it's just that the main reason they don't try to appeal to adults too much is because of people like Clinton.
Agree.
They do not.
Right.
So
a couple of people. A couple of you on here were just saying some other stuff too. I guess kind of like busting Clinton out in the way. Person in the group says not PG's fault because they lost. Would be shown by Cena and other guys' merchandise. If PG was a reason, we would see the losses every day, not within 24 hours. Yeah. And also, another friend of mine said, the story that they are cleverly are missing out is when he made almost $400 million back in February of this year. But that is depressing.
Yeah.